Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, Flint's emergency manager will become the new emergency manager for Detroit Public Schools. This will be the fourth emergency manager the district will have in 6 years. And critics are saying after all those years in emergency management, the district is worse off. What do you think of those claims?
Well, I think certainly in some ways there's still a lot of concern about the district. It's still hemorrhaging students. It still has a large deficit. The question is, however, is that because of the emergency manager or have the emergency managers, and earlier will be the fourth, slowed this decline and kind of reversed it, which there tends to be some evidence for that, but obviously there's a long way to go. Governor Snyder said that it's time to move beyond emergency managers, but the school system isn't there yet.
And what do you think Darnell Early brings to the table for DPS?
Well, he's got sort of an interesting and complex background, unlike the previous emergency managers. He's been in management, either as an emergency manager or a city manager and other roles, in mid-sized Michigan cities for a long time, back to 1978. He did a stint working as an advisor for the legislature, too. So he knows the Lansing world. He knows municipal finance, and he has a fresh eye. He's got a lot of experience, but he's a fresh eye. He's not a product of the pure Detroit experience. So it'll be interesting to see if that helps.
And meanwhile, Flint will begin the transition to local control once Early leaves as emergency manager for the city. Do you think Flint's ready for that?
Well, we hope it's beginning that transition. They're talking about that as a goal, as Deputy Jerry Ambrose is taking over. And, of course, we have to remember the goal in all these cities is to eventually wean them from emergency management, have the emergency manager fix things up and turn things back over to the elected government. I don't have the sufficient on-the-ground knowledge to make an assessment of where Flint is in this process, but it's certainly an encouraging sign that people are talking about that. And, of course, once that happens, the trick is, as the trick is in Detroit after the bankruptcy, to make sure they're not making the same mistakes to fall right back in.
And Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajima is under fire once again for a controversial Facebook post. And he's had a history of racist, homophobic, and anti-Muslim posts in the past. Now some Republicans are saying enough is enough. What's the latest on this, Jack?
Well, there's sort of a national movement to get rid of him. The head of the Republican Party in Virginia is circulating a letter. A lot of Republicans, both off the record and on the record, have come to me and said, please help publicize this. They're sort of over a barrel in one way. There is a faction of the Republican Party in Michigan that supports Dave Ajima, not necessarily because of his hate post, but sort of Tea Party-oriented people. On the other hand, there's an increasing recognition that if this is the face of the Republican Party, they can forget about winning national elections. And so they really do want to get him out of there. Even Arlen Meekhoff, no social liberal, the new Senate majority leader, has joined the chorus to somehow pry him out of there, get him to quit, or just ostracize him. And the Republican National Committee is meeting this week on, I believe, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe Friday. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on this and see what happens.
And finally, the North American International Auto Show is going on in Detroit. This comes after the year of recalls. How are auto companies branding themselves after all the bad press this year?
I think by not talking a lot about it, and that seems to really be very much in the background, I think sort of the subtext is that these recalls, and of course we're talking primarily about the ignition switch problems that General Motors have had, these are problems stemming from things that happened a long time ago. This was the bad old General Motors, and the auto companies are now again making money. They have some exciting new models. General Motors has an all-new, all-electric car called a Bolt, as in rhymes with Volt. And so I think they're really not paying a lot of attention to it. And as far as I can tell, the media isn't talking a lot about it either.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.